Are you the person who sends too many of these?
The chain letter. Just, you know, send on to another your 20 best friends. Don't do that to anybody. That's wrong.
Do you litter your emails with typed emotions? Are you this guy with the inspirational sign-off?
I guess, yeah. I guess I've done all the stupid things.
It's time for an email intervention.
It truly can wreck a career. Very crucial.
Etiquette expert Joy Weaver wants to change the world one email at a time.
Never
right?
Send anything in writing that you would not want going to the entire world or putting on a billboard going down 635.
She's not just talking about vague subject lines, cutesy sign-offs, and not using spell check. Joy has six email gaffes anyone who's connected should consider. First, recklessly hitting reply all. Joy says single out the person you're responding to. This one click could wreck your career or friendships. Also, typing full names or addresses in the to field for a mass email. Joy says not all of your recipients want their information revealed to the masses. And emailing when you're angry. Most people type things they'd never say in person. Save it as a draft until you've cooled off. Overusing emotions, write clearly and concisely, and you won't need them. Also, using all uppercase means you're screaming. And not replying within 24 hours, Joy says, is rude. Let the sender know that you did receive the email, even if you don't have an immediate response. Here's another faux pas, talking and typing. A lot of people do this with their BlackBerries, and our etiquette expert says put the BlackBerry down and make eye contact when you're communicating. We all have our e-pet peeves.
That they just keep on saying them, and it's ongoing, and you can't. There's no way to really avoid that.
I guess when people use abbreviation and assume you understand, but somehow you don't.
So digest and don't duplicate. No need to type something you wouldn't actually say or do.